once again, this very memorable parable that has had major impact on the lives of many people who have devoted their lives to caring for the poor, in part because of the impact of this parable, is a very simple structure. Those at the right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom. Hungry, thirsty, stranger, naked, sick, prison. The thing that is most important about this story in terms of telling it is to master that structure. One way of thinking about it is beggars, hungry, thirsty. Those who come to the door or in the marketplace, stranger, naked. Those who need to be visited, sick and in prison. Another way is HTSNSP, hungry, thirsty, stranger, naked, sick, prison. Whatever works for you as a way of remembering those. It helps to group them at least in twos, as they are grouped in the second repetition. For I was hungry and you gave me no food, thirsty. When I saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick and in prison, so on. So that's the key to remembering this parable. Another recommendation that I would make is that rather than simply repeating these words so that they become a formula, usually when there are repetitions in biblical stories, it's in order to make comparisons and contrasts. So for the Lord's words about hungry, thirsty, stranger, naked, sick, and in prison, you might say those words in ways that convey the experience a little bit. You know, I was thirsty, I was hungry, stranger, naked, so on, so that you could change those words a little bit so that it's not just a mere repetition. And then the contrast between the way in which the righteous ask their questions about, Lord, when did we see you? They know that they've been blessed. So these are like, you know, well, how did it happen? Well, you know, it's a joyful kind of question. Whereas those who have been condemned are asking the question out of panic. You know, when did we see you? What? We don't know. Why are we being sent off like this? The structure of the parable is also designed, as was the case with the virgins and the parable of the talents, to have the primary point of reflection and of climax be on those who are shut out, thrown in the outer darkness, and as here, into the eternal fire. The structure of the parable then leads to identification with those. And one way of making that possible is to give a little time for people to think about when they saw somebody hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did nothing about it. So don't just run over those words, but let them be there as a prod to memory, both ways. Yes, I remember a time when I helped and so on, but there were a lot more when you walked by, didn't, whatever. That's what the telling of this story makes possible, is for people to reflect on how they're doing in relation to these primary values of the kingdom of God. The impact of this parable overall is the shock of condemnation on reflection and the recognition that we are all liable to judgment in relation to how we have responded to those who are in need. And it is then a primary parable of incentive for people to respond positively to those who are in need. This parable has probably had more positive impact on charity than any other single teaching in the history of the human race. And it has generated, you know, charity organizations throughout the world over the last 2,000 years since Jesus told this parable. So tell it well, and don't hesitate to, you know, make it frightening. Jesus understood that one of the ways that people are motivated to do things is out of fear. So go for it.